This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 537, entitled Women's Big Three, Gender Crimes Against Men, Manslavery, Forced Paternity, Divorce Court Butchery, same thing. Description. This flyer presents and labels the big three gender crimes that women commit against men. By packaging them and labeling them in this soundbite format, will make it much easier for millions of masculisted men to browbeat monoconscious feminists who are cynical that women oppress men worse than vice versa. Now the flyer itself. Women's big three gender crimes against men. Manslavery, forced fatherhood, divorce court butchery. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In the 2020s, millions of masculisted men are going to be confronted by monoconscious feminists who challenge these men to show them just how women oppress men. To monoconscious feminists, the masculist claim that, in fact, women oppress men worse than vice versa sounds ludicrous, since that masculist claim goes so counter to what feminists, monoconscious feminists, have been taught all their lives. That gender oppression is a one-way street, that it is men who are the oppressors and women who are the oppressed. So in some conversation, when a masculist tells some woman, some monoconscious feminist, that in reality women oppress men worse, since women's gender crimes against men last decades, making them a lot more serious, then that feminist will want to know why the masculist thinks what he thinks. She will want to know just how women oppress men worse than vice versa, since she has probably never heard anything like that before in her life. This ignorance on the part of women is so strong that the media is almost totally pro-feminist, to such a point that the feminist mafia who controls the media doesn't allow anything pro-masculist to penetrate their feminist monopoly. So most women, nearly all women, know nothing about masculism, so know nothing about how women oppress men. This flyer presents a package deal to men, to masculisted men, that will allow men to present three of the major ways that women oppress men, with each way labelled in a pithy, compact way that can be used in a soundbite type presentation that will get a woman's attention. This flyer explains the big three, that is, the big three ways that women commit gender crimes against men, that is, oppress men, that is, with women's manslavery, with women's forced fatherhood, and women's divorce court butchery. When masculists rattle off these three oppressions that women commit against men, bam, 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 it has quite an effect on women, since they see that the masculists have something to say, that the masculists have labels for the things they talk about, and use them as a big stick, beating women with it, fighting back at feminist claims that it is men who are the gender oppressors. Masculists are very aware that there is power in labels. So labeling the major ways that women oppress men focuses attention on these gender crimes that women commit against men. Budding masculists can use these labels and these examples of the major ways that women oppress men, these gender crimes committed by women against men, to convince women that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that if women don't see this, then they'll be justifiably labelled MFBs, that's monoconscious, feminazi bigots, and crossed off as potential girlfriends. What are these big three gender crimes that women commit against men? They are presented here in order of their importance, their size, their impact, their significance. Far and away, the worst gender crime that women commit against men is their manslavery. That is, expecting, fluffy style, that a man should work for her for decades of his life, thus manslaving him. Fluffies, by definition, are traditional women who expect to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. Over a century ago, women had a dozen kids, so were busy from dawn till dusk, so pulled their weight in the distribution of chores at home and work. But in today's world, women have a life expectancy of 85 years, thanks to men giving women science-based medicine. Men gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so that women now have a career window of half a century. So masculists put enormous moral pressure on women to fip up, in brackets, become fips, equals financially independent persons, by bothering to get career competent educations so that they can be fips as adults and not expect fluffy style to parasite off the money and labour of a gullible, stupid, ignorant, in brackets, of masculist and MGTOW ideas, manslavable man for decades of his life. Masculists now stand up, point the finger at women, telling them, now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is manslavery, and manslavery will get you hated and killed. Manslavery is a war issue to the masculists. End quote. Masculists see fluffies as vermin, to be wiped out, as oppressing men in massive numbers. There are several billion manslaves in the world today, whom the masculists are out to liberate by converting fluffies into fips, or punishing them severely by wiping out their fluffy manslaving genes from the gene pool, by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, so that either they fip up or they die out, hated by the masculists, spat at, left rotting on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and excluded by men socially and sexually. This manslavery by fluffies is far and away the largest gender crime that women commit against men, given the huge numbers of women who are fluffies and the huge number of men, in brackets, several billion, who have yet to have their consciousness raised, who have been utterly brainwashed that their role in life is to be a manslave, to work for a woman for decades of his life. The second major gender crime that women commit against men is forced fatherhood. That is, millions of women, often in their 30s, when their biological clock is ticking hard and they really want to have a baby before they become infertile, lie to their boyfriend, husbands, partners, that they're taking the pill, but aren't, because they want to get pregnant. Do, then demand that the father pay for the kid that he doesn't want. Masculists are murderously hateful that women have the marrow, that's maternity rejection right, aka abortion right, but men don't, yet, have the para, paternity rejection right. So millions of women force fatherhood onto a man that he cannot get out of, thus manslaving him for decades of his life to pay for a kid that he didn't want in the first place. This gender crime by women is truly hated by masculists, who push hard for the legislation of the para. Masculists claim that the existence of the mara for women, but the non-existence of the para for men, is the most blatant form of sexual discrimination that exists, and it's not against women, but against men. Women who do this to men are hated by masculists and are utterly rejected, spat at, reviled, and forced to rot on the shelf. The third major way that women commit gender crimes against men is their divorce court butchery of men in the divorce courts by monoconscious, fluffy feminists who control these courts. Masculists label these divorce court lawyers and judges who control these courts as fluffy feminists, since these women are feminists but know nothing about masculism, so still have traditional expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines, quote,
who exist on this earth to pay for women to have babies,
end quote. When a fluffy wife divorces her husband, these fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges see the husband as the cash machine who continues to pay for his fluffy wife, now ex-wife. So the divorcing husband and father ends up getting butchered by these fluffy feminists by losing custody of his kids with a 90% probability. He will lose his house to his fluffy ex-wife, so his fluffy ex-wife can raise her kids in it. He will lose half his wealth and stuff to her, forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he will barely be allowed to see. And if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to get off her fat, parasitic ass and fip up. So she continues to manslave him after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. These fluffy feminists have made divorce so toxic for men that two-thirds of young men in many countries now reject marriage and paternity, since young men refuse to face a one chance in four of being financially butchered and have his life ruined by these hated, fluffy feminist hypocrites and genociders. Masculists have a real hatred for these monoconscious feminists, for their hypocrisy and genocide. Masculists see them as hypocrites because these fluffy feminists want equal rights with men in the parliaments, but reject equal obligations with men by not sharing the burden equally with men of earning the living, by not bothering to get career-competent educations, by not bothering to fip up, expecting, fluffy style, to be able to manslave a man for decades of his life. Masculists also see these monoconscious fluffy feminists as indirect genociders, since they have made divorce so shitty for men that they have made marriage and paternity shitty for men, so that two-thirds of young men now reject paternity, thus crashing the birth rate and wiping out whole populations. But these young men are merely reacting to the toxicity of the divorce courts, controlled by these hated fluffy feminists. So it is these fluffy feminists who are the root cause for whole populations being wiped out, so are seen by the masculists as indirect genociders, and hence truly hated, who have to be stopped with bullets, if necessary, in a sex war. One father in four gets butchered by these fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts. That is, millions of men, married fathers. So the divorce court butchery of men in the divorce courts is a massive gender crime against men by women and truly hated by the masculists. So in millions of feminists' masculist conversations in the coming decade, the masculists can use the above big three gender crimes and their labels to browbeat monoconscious feminists, telling them that women oppress men worse for the above reasons. Giving millions of men the above intellectual tools will help men achieve gender justice for men by having the gender laws men feared, which is far from being the case today. Most women don't even know that women gender oppress men. We masculists have a lot of publicity work to do to turn this ignorance on the part of the monoconscious feminists around. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Man's Slaves to Women, an e-textbook of 530-plus Maskus flyers for men's studies courses. Freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.